bless you, Father Yahweh. Yes, I want to see you, Father Yahweh. Y'all may be seated. Stand on the streets of heaven and lift my voice. We'll take this time. We hadn't testified in a long time, saints. We'll take this time to anyone that have a testimony to come up and testify.
Y'all know I'm going to cry. I just want to thank Yahweh for being so good, for always being there, faithful, true, just, loving and kind, precious, and I know that He's going to finish the work that He started. Hallelujah.
I just like to thank Almighty Yahweh for life, health, and strength on this morning, for giving me breath in my body and health and strength just to stand here and just praise Him and thank Him for another day that He has allowed me to see. I just like to thank Yahweh for how He has kept me over these 22 years that I've been living. I see how Yahweh has kept me from certain things in the world and the love of the world and the care of the world. I just don't desire those things, cars, house, homes, all that stuff. It's all vanity to me. I just want to serve Him, please Him with my whole heart. And I thank Yahweh for putting that desire in me, because that's what it's going to take in this last hour to please Him. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I praise Almighty Yahweh.
I thank Yahweh for being in the house of worship this morning. I thank Him for life, health, and strength. I thank Him for being amongst the people of Yahweh. I thank Him because, you know, that He took somebody that was unfavorable and found favor in them. It was nothing that I had done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad. Hallelujah, that He brought me this far. Hallelujah. I thank Him, hallelujah, that He's brought me into the knowledge of His days. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the knowledge of His laws. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the first of His laws is that we should love Him with all our heart. Yes. All our strength, our souls. We should love our neighbors. We love ourselves. Hallelujah. And I just think of it as this love is beginning to ground itself. It manifested in my heart. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That He's real. Hallelujah. He's real. He's real in my soul. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. 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 Pray for it. We should pray one for another, saints. Hallelujah. The time that we're living in. Hallelujah. When the enemy is over every side and pressing on every end. I'm so glad because I don't have nothing to complain about. Pray for me. Hallelujah.
Let's praise Yahweh for bringing us to the knowledge of the truth of His name, and then also just bring us the knowledge of the truth of just His word, especially His commandments. I thank Yahweh for blessing us, for being in a place like this and just knowing His truth. And I thank Him for not hardening my heart. And I thank Yahweh that I didn't harden my heart about His name. And I just, at first, yes, I was like, you know, doubtful about it and all. But I just praise Yahweh that He didn't harden my heart to His truth.
I thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me and for writing me my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I thank Him for keeping me in the faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to thank Yahweh for waking me up this morning, giving me strength to rise up out of my bed this morning. I want to thank Him for His truth and for His light that He has set in the world, Yahshua Messiah. I want to thank Him for where He's brought me from, how He's brought me also into the name and the knowledge of His name. And that I can say truly that I've grown closer to my Father this past year and a half, and I have all my life. I just want to thank Him for all you saints, my brothers, and all my sisters here, and I pray that He strengthen the pastor as he is out. Just give him strength as he ministers and teaches, whatever Yahweh has him doing. Touch Deacon Benny, give him strength. I just want to thank Him and bless Him for all things. I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank and praise Yahweh also for the truth of His name. I want to thank and praise Him for keeping me and for having mercy to bring me this far. And I just want to ask that all y'all pray for me, that I grow stronger in Yahweh.
I thank Yahweh once again for bringing me to the house of prayer one more time. I thank him for his mercies, because it's of his mercies that we are not consumed this day. And I thank him for all that he has done. Thank him for the knowledge of his name. Thank him for Pastor Roberts, Deacon Benny, all my brothers and sisters. And I thank him for all things.
I'd like to thank Yahweh for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I had a mind to come in and let him know that I thank him. And I thank Yahweh for his truth, and I thank him for his holy name. And when I first heard about Yahweh, you know, I kind of, you know, had a little pun in my mind. But then I started, you know, receiving it by the Spirit. And then when I started receiving by the Spirit, then I knew his name was truth. So I thank Yahweh for that. That's what we have to do. We have to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Hallelujah.
I just want to continue to thank Yahweh for keeping me and bless me with the wonderful saints here, and Pastor and Deacon Benny and all the saints. I just thank Yahweh to keep me in the faith, salvation, and I'm just very thankful.
I thank Yahweh for another day that he allowed me to praise his name. And I thank him for all the saints in this place here. And I ask that you all pray much for me.
I thank Yahweh for life, health, and strength. And I thank him for revealing his name to us. And I thank him for his truth. And I thank him that I can be confident without a shadow of a doubt when I hear the truth that I know it. And I just thank him for saving a wretch like me. And it's good to know that he is real and that we have a hope outside of what is in this life and in this world. Thank you, Yahweh.
I thank Yahweh for saving me and keeping me and writing my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank Yahweh for Pastor Robinson and Sister Jane.
I thank Yahweh for being here on this morning. I thank Yahweh for his Sabbath. I thank Yahweh just knowing his name. I thank him for all things, the trials, the tribulations, the battles of mine. I thank him for a breath of life. I just thank him for just being in the midst of the saints.
Father Yahweh, thank you for you revealing out the truth of thy name and being my strength and sustaining me and keeping me and helping me each and every day. Thank you, Father.
Yahweh is good, brothers and sisters. Everyone should have a testimony this morning. That Yahweh breathed the breath of life in us once again. Everybody should have something to say. That Yahweh gave us the use of our limb. When the thumb can't speak a word this morning. When the thumb didn't make it up this morning. Everyone should have something to say. If it ain't nothing, just say, thank you, Yahweh. Because saints, even the young ones, die just like the old ones. So there's a testimony for everybody. That Yahweh gave us this chance to come before him and bless his holy name. We should not be ashamed to give precious Yahweh the praise that he do honor. I ask you the question, saint, what spirit have caused you to be ashamed to praise his holy name or to give his name thanks? Turn with me, saints, to Deuteronomy 11 and 16. But saints, this is a time for us to know where we're staying. And whose side we're on, saints. But there's no in between. We're on Satan's side, or we're on the side of Father Yahweh. And it's serious time, saints. It's time to be sober. Time to really check our spirits and our hearts, saints. To know who we're walking with. It said in Deuteronomy 11, 16, take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. And you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And it says in Deuteronomy 11:17, and then that Yahweh wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens that there be no rain, and the land yield not her fruit, lest she perish quickly from off the good land which Yahweh giveth you. Things like I said, there are no in-between. You need to know whose side you're on. Yahweh would not have no other God before him, and he's the all almighty one. Saying he said, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of your mouth. It used to be a song say 99 and a half won't do. We got to make 100, saint. We got to give Yahweh our all in all, our heart, soul, and mind. Deuteronomy 11:18. Therefore shall you lay out these words, these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontless between your eyes. And Deuteronomy 11:19, and you shall teach them your children, speaking of them which thou sittest in thy house, which thou walkest by the way, which thou liest down, or which thou risest up. That Yahweh is their strength, their only hope, and the only way they could endure is through the mighty strength of Father Yahweh. For he is our example, for he has been through the test, and he has passed the test. And us trusting and believing in him, saying, we could have the victory as well. Deuteronomy 11:20, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, which the doorposts of your house should be your heart, saints. That's where the words should stay. That when Satan come to bring the spirits against your mind, that you get the victory over them through almighty power of Father Yahweh. Because he asked Satan, asked Satan a question, where have you been? And Satan told him, so I've been to and fro out the earth, seeing what I can devour. Saying he's sending all kind of spirits in this time, seeing we can devour, to take the word away from his people, that they have no strength. Satan know when one or two are gathered together. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. But when he gets you on a one-on-one basis, saints, he know that he could get the victory. That's why he's trying to rob the word away from your heart, saints. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which Yahweh swore unto your father to give them, and the days of heaven upon the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your father, to walk in all his ways, to cleave unto him. You know, it says in the scripture, it's a way that seemeth right to man in his own eyes, but the way thereof is death. That's why our way is only Father Yahweh ways, and our trust is in Father Yahweh, that we acknowledge him in all our ways, that he may direct our path. But they say, if any man think himself is to be something, to boast in himself to be something, he is nothing. And it's time for us to get totally committed to Father Yahweh, saints. Time to be sober-minded and have that vehemently desire to please Father Yahweh with our all in all. For he said, we're no more own, but we've been bought with a price by the shedding blood of his son, Yahshua Messiah. Do you believe the records of his death, burial, and resurrection, saints? We speak the name of Yahweh. Do we really believe it, saints? It got to be more than just words. We got to really believe it in our hearts, saints, that we be that light that's set up on a hill and can't be hid. Them mercurial your people, saints. It's time for the people of Yahweh to stand out, saints, and show Satan that Father Yahweh do have a body that's going to be sincere and going to proclaim that Father Yahweh is truth and he's alive. He's not dead. Because he did get up on the third day, and we have a hope. We have a hope. Don't let nobody take that away from you, saints. We have a hope. We have a hope. He is coming back. He is coming back. No matter what nobody tell you, saints, he is coming back. Deuteronomy 11:23. Then will Yahweh drive out all the nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place where on the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the rivers, the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for Yahweh your father shall lay the fear of you and the tread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon. And he has said unto you, behold, I set before you this day blessing and a curse, and a blessing if you obey the commandments of Yahweh, your Father, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yahweh, your Father. Be not aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which you have not known. Joshua 23:1. Bless you, Father Yahweh. Can't do nothing but bless him, saint. For see, he brought me from a mighty long way, saints. It is only him that I can continue on, saints. It's a song say, nobody told us that the road would be easy. But Father Yahweh did. He said, my burden is light and my yoke is easy. So I know the road can be easy as long as I trust in Father Yahweh. I know I can get the victory, saint. I know I can get the victory. I know I can. No matter what Satan brings to my mind, I know I can get the victory if I call on Father Yahweh. Didn't he say he'll never leave us or forsake us? His word is truth. His word is truth, saints. You can believe that, saints. You can believe that. And it came to pass, after a long time, after that Yahweh has given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for the elders, and for the heads. Joshua 23:2. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for the elders, and for the heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age. And ye have seen all that Yahweh your Father has done unto all these nations because of you, for Yahweh your Father is he that hath fought for you. Did he say in his word, the vengeance is mine? Saying sometimes we don't get the victory because we always try to do things of our own. We always try, we to get the victory through this flesh of ours. Saying there ain't no victory through flesh. Father said, there is no glory in this victory. And he says, going back to the grass to which it came. Saint, the victory is in Father Yahweh. For there is nothing that we could do of ourselves. We're no match for Satan, saint. For we're, Father, the one that have passed the test. And that's Father Yahweh through his Son, Yahshua Messiah, and his precious blood that he shed upon Calvary. Joshua 23:4. Behold, I have divided unto you by the lot these nations that remain, be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan, were all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And Yahweh your Father, he shall expel from you, before you, driven out from out of your sight, ye shall possess the land. And Yahweh your Father hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous, to keep and do all that is written in the book of law of Moses, that you turn aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that you come not among these nations, that you remain among ye, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto Father Yahweh, to Yahweh your Father, as you have done unto this day. For Yahweh has driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man has been able to stand before you until this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand. For Yahweh your Father, he that fighteth for you, and he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourself that you love Father Yahweh. Else, if you do any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, that they remain among you, and shall make marriage with them, and go in unto them, and they to you. And saints, that's what we do when we trust in this flesh of ours. That's what we do. We go back. Instead of us giving it to Father Yahweh, for we saying the Son cast all our cares upon Yahweh, for he cares for us. And that's what he wants to do, saint. When it seems like there's no hope, and when it seems like we have no victory, saint, all we have to do is just give it to Yahweh. We will get the victory, saint. He will make us victorious. And we just truly believe it in our hearts, saints. But we know that Satan will flee just for a moment. He's coming back. But nevertheless, still Yahweh is with us regardless, saint. It seems like when we go to bed at night, we should rest. But Satan never rests, saints. He comes to us through dreams. But still, if we go to bed with Yahweh on our mind, saint, that's the way it'll be. When we wake up in the morning, Yahweh will be on our mind, saint. He should be on our mind all through the days. We should walk with him and talk with him, saint. Our mind should not be idle. We should keep the word within our hearts every day, saint, that we get the victory. Our idle mind, as they say, is the devil workshop, and that's true, saint. That's true. If you have an idle mind, you talk about all kinds of things and stuff, things of Yahweh. And it's time for us to keep this word within our heart, that we fight this battle to the end, saint. That we want to see Father Yahweh at the end and forever live with him, saints. For Satan knows that he has but a short time. That's why he's fighting so hard to take this word away from our hearts, saints. That's why he don't want us to walk in this truth. For Satan knows the word. He quoted the word when Yahshua fasted 40 days and 40 nights, but he know he can't live the truth. And this is our victory, saint. This is the way, the truth, and the life right here. That's why we should have it in our hearts, saints. But Father Yahweh is good to us. He want to save a people in this house if they just trust and believe in him. For we are one, saints. We are not divided. Even though we have problems, still we are one, saints. And we need to have that true and pure love for one another, saints. Because we are one body here. And we can't have no kind of division in the body of Yahshua, saints. For one hurt, the other should hurt, saints. And let me say this, saints. When the pastor be preaching, and he be talking about one that he called a certain name or one person, to me that's me too. Because I got to watch myself. If he say this and do that, I got to guard my heart that I don't do it. And saying I don't say that person should get this, that person deserves that. I say, Father Yahweh, help me. And straighten that person that he be watched for the next time that he don't fall into that temptation again, saints. Because we're all brothers and sisters, saints. And if we have a pure love for one another, saints, we shouldn't think like that. We have a battle we're going to have to go through, saints. Just like Zedek, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fiery furnace. And even though, saints, they said Father Yahweh didn't deliver them, they still trusted him right on. That's the spirit we got to have, saints. Even though it seemed like it's no hope, still we got to keep the faith right on. Because we will be delivered. That same Father Yahweh delivered them, he will deliver us too. When it seemed like that we're lost, he's not around, he'll come in, saints. He will come in. Joshua 23 and 13. Know for a certainty that Yahweh, your Father, will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps unto you. And that is what the flesh is, saints. It is nothing but a trap. Because it seeks its own glory, saints, not the glory of Yahweh. But it said the flesh is empty against Yahweh. Why? Because it desires the things of this earth. And it said heaven and earth shall pass away. But not one jot or one tilt of precious Father Yahweh words pass away, saints. And that is our victory upon this earth. A snare and trap unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off the good of the land which Yahweh your Father has given you. And that is what the things of these worlds are the things of this world are doing. Saints, it is blinding our eyes, trying to take us away from the truth that Yahweh has given us. Joshua 23 and 14 says, and behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your heart and all your soul that not one thing has failed of all the good things which Yahweh your Father spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed thereof, and that is true. Every time we call on Father Yahweh and call with a true and pure heart, he do give us the victory, saint. He do give us peace of mind. He said, who man stay steadfast on him, he would give us peace. And that is true, saint. That is true. There is no peace like Father Yahweh peace. Because when we seek the peace of this flesh, saint, it's only for a moment. If you trust in Father Yahweh, he'll give you everlasting peace. Bless you, Father Yahweh. You're so good to us, Father Yahweh. So many blessings, Father Yahweh. Even though we're undeserving, he still give us so many blessings. His tender mercy still abide. Even all the things we do, not contrary to according to his word, he still have his mercy upon us, saint. He still go before the Father pleading our case. And I bless Father Yahweh for that. I thank you, Father Yahweh. Joshua 23 and 16. When ye have transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, your Father, which he commanded you, and have done and gone and served other gods, and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good of the land, which he had given unto you. And that is true, saint, because Father Yahweh wants to walk in his law with all our heart, soul, and mind. He don't want us to trust in any other God, saint, but he wants him to be the only almighty Yahweh, the only one that we can go to for confidence, for help, and strength. And we can go to him, saint. The Son made that possible for us through the precious blood he shed upon Calvary. I bless you, Yahshua Messiah. Take heed, regard not iniquity. For this has thou chosen rather than the affliction. Saints, he said, we died in the precious power of Father Yahweh, that we would gain eternal life to be with him. But we died in the flesh, trusting in the flesh for our victory. For we know that we're going to be with Satan. For I said, there ain't no in-between, saint. You either trust in Satan, are you strengthened in Father Yahweh with your whole heart, soul, and mind? It's time for citizens, saint. It's time for us to get a sober mind. That we really start calling out on Yahweh and walking in truth and the strength of Father Yahweh of being holy and righteous people. Turn to Job 36 and 21. 36 and 22. You know, we're being espoused to Father Yahweh. And that's how we are the children of Father Yahweh, because we have been married unto him. Do we really believe that, saints? Do we really believe that Father Yahweh is our head? Do we trust him like we should, saints? Because if we do, when we come into his holy place, we should give him reverence. He is worthy. We should not be ashamed, saints. Who have bewitched us that we fail not to give the one that we say we love so much to praise and the honor due unto him when we come into his holy place. When we come into a holy place, it shouldn't be a place where we just look around, saints, or where we just talk and laugh. This is a serious place when we come in here, saints, to give Father Yahweh the honor and the praise. So when we come in here, it should be ever present on our mind, saints, that when we come in here to talk to him, saints, it's serious time, saints. A serious time. This is a place of seriousness when we come in here. So when we come in here, saints, let's give him the honor and the praise, saints. Let's get serious and sober-minded in his house, saints. This is Father Yahweh's house. This is his house. Job 36 and 22. Behold, Father Yahweh is exalted by his power, who teaches like them. Who hath enjoined him his way? Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity. Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar off. Behold, Father Yahweh is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. Matthew 24:4. Yahshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Well, saints, that's true, because the man of this flesh always turns us away from Father Yahweh. Matthew 24:4. Because when they come, when Father Yahweh comes to correct us and show us how short they will come from walking in his ways, we set up a wall. We turn a deaf ear to his word. We let the word go in one ear, they say out the other ear, saying, we don't take the word to be truth. We don't take the word to be serious. Because Father Yahweh is not really real in our hearts, saints, and he should be. Because, saints, it is truly time for us to be totally committed to Father Yahweh. It is really time, saints. Not just speaking the words, but time to show enough walk in it, saints, that people may see it in our lives, saints. In this time and in this hour, the world let us know the God that they serve it, and they're not ashamed to do it. Neither should the people of Yahweh be ashamed to talk or proclaim that we know Father Yahweh, and that's the Father that we serve in. And they should see that light that's set up on the hill and can't be hid, saint. Because we are them peculiar people. We're not like the world, even though we're in the world. We're a different people, saint. The world helps so much to draw people today. Father Yahweh should be drawing us, that we be holy and a righteous people. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Messiah, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. And that's true, saints. We have no reason to be troubled, because we have a victory in Yahshua Messiah, our Father. For we know he overcame all things. And so can we, saints. And we trust in him. We can get the victory as well. Because he passed the test. And that's for sure. For all things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations. And we see that today, saints. And kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in divers places. And neither shall we worry still, saints. Because Father Yahweh is in control of everything, saints. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. That's true, too. But Father Yahweh could bring joy. And he could take us through our sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And he said, precious is the death of a saint in his sight, that we be prepared to go home to meet our Father Yahweh. What an honor that would be, saint. And then shall many be offended, shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And saints, that's why I say we should always keep the word within our hearts. And we should always pray with diligence, because we know not when the time that we're going to leave this earth. And we need to be ready just like our other brothers, that we know for sure of that we're on that sure foundation, that solid rock, that we don't be moved from Father Yahweh, that his word is true in our heart, like our brothers and our sisters out there are waiting to that great resurrection. And it is going to be a great resurrection. For the Son of Man is of a man taken a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his service, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And it do seem like there's a long time for Yahshua Messiah to come. But saints, just hold on. Don't lose the faith. Just trust in him. He is coming back. He's coming back quicker than we think. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Mark 13, that's Mark 13 and 35. Turn to Mark 13 and 36. Least coming, suddenly he find you sleeping. Saints, that's why we should be watching. That's why we should always have our mind on Father Yahweh. Always keeping the scripture our song in our heart, saints. Mark 13 and 37. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. But we got to watch, Father Yahweh. We know when Yahshua Messiah went in Gethsemane, and he took the brother to pray with him for strength, how he came back and he found them sleeping. Let us not find us sleeping, saint, but let us be watching. Let us keep him within our hearts, saint, that our mind be ever for present on him, saint. Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Messiah has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of this bondage. And he have made us free, saints. He have brought us out from the bondage of this world. Let us not go back, saint. But let us go forward to the high calling, the mark of Father Yahweh, that we see what the end going to be. Galatians 5 and 2. Behold, I Paul say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Messiah shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Messiah is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. And I, the law of this flesh of our saint. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Yahshua, Messiah, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love of Father Yahweh. And Father Yahweh is love. The saints are saying, Galatians 5 and 7, ye did run well. But I ask us the question, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And we know the answer to that, saint. This dissuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. It says, Galatians 5 and 9, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump, saints. Galatians 5 and 10 say, I have confidence in you through Yahshua that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And Satan know that he's got a judgment coming, saint. He know his time is very short, saint. And he's going to be judged by the one that we trusted in and we get now victory in, Father Yahweh, saint. And I, brother, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. Galatians 5 and 13. But, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Galatians 5 and 14. For all this law fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Then I say, then walk in the spirit, ye should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that is true, saints. If you walk in the spirit, saint, you can love your brothers and sisters, right? Yes, you can. You can speak things that are righteous. You can also take a word from them when they're trying to show you that you're walking in the right way, too, saints. A Father Yahweh is true in your heart, saint, and not brother and sister telling you something right, saint. It doesn't make no difference of what the age is, saints. If they're telling you something right, saint, it's just right. Your flesh might not like it, might try to fight it, but it's still right, saint. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit. And saint, that's what this battle that we're fighting. It's a spiritual battle. It's not all about this flesh, saint, but it's a spiritual battle. We're trying to fight it in the flesh, and we should give to Father Yahweh, that he give us the victory. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. And we know that, saint, of the vow that we have, of trying to walk in truth and walk to please this flesh of ours, which we cannot do that, saint, for we're no more our own, but we belong to Father Yahweh. And he is a spirit, saint. And he abode in truth. Satan abode not in the truth. So that you cannot do the thing that you would. But if you be led of the spirit, you are not under the law. Turn to 1 Timothy 4:6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, that thou shalt be a good minister of Yahshua Messiah, nourished up in the word of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fable, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness of Father Yahweh, of us walking holy and in truth to please Father Yahweh, of us professing that we are the saints of Father Yahweh, a holy nation and a royal priesthood. For it says, 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profits the Lord, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. But therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Yahweh, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Teach these things, command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thy example of the believers in word and in conversation, and in charity, and in spirit, and in faith, and in purity. And that's the way it should be, saints. And we proclaiming that we are the children of Father Yahweh. There got to be a difference in our walk and in our conversation and the way we act, saint. Not only when we go out, but even in here amongst us brothers and sisters, it got to be the same thing. Because we, each one of us, are looking at each other, and we got to be that example that we proclaim we are saints. We can't be no otherwise saints. Our Father Yahweh is not really true in our hearts, saints. And we need to repent and get it right, saints. That when they really see us and we speak the word, that they believe of what we say, saints. Till I come, give attendance to reading and to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hand of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, but thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and to them hear thee. And saints, that is true. Always trust in the word, saint. Don't turn a deaf ear to the warning of what the pastor is giving us, saint. Because he's just speaking a word because he wants to see what people say, saint. He's only speaking what Father Yahweh give him to speak, saint. That we stay in that straight and narrow path, not going the way of the broad way, designing the things of this flesh to take us back out there what Father Yahweh brought us from, saint. We know, everybody in here know what the world is like, saint. So, saint, let us walk with Father Yahweh, that he be our strength and forever be present in our hearts, saint. And that, saint, we can get the victory, because through him, he got the victory. And that's who we trusted in, Father Yahweh. He overcame Satan. So can we, because we're his son. Now, I ask Brother Pat to bring the group up and give us the selection.
Thank you. King. My heart is overwhelmed with your majesty. So therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise you forever. So we
love you, Yahweh. Love you, Yahweh. With all of the heart.
With all of our strength, every moment of joy. Our hands we will raise.
Our hands we will raise. As we give you the praise. We will.
Yeah.
a close to the election here and the ones I want to see him.
You dismissed, saints.